It's time for Making Democracy Work, a program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Lisa Langley.
Bob Dixon served in Missouri House of Representatives 140th District from 2003 to 2010 and the 30th District of Missouri Senate beginning in 2010. He recently finished his final year in the Senate due to term limits. He's joining me this morning. Thank you very much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So do you remember back 15 years ago what made you decide to run for office?
I did. I definitely can remember that. And it was an interesting time, just like these are interesting times. And the driving force really was just to be able to serve. I love my community. I did then. My children are younger.
Right.
My baby girl, who is now almost 16, was born 30 days before that first election.
Oh, wow.
So that was a real driver for us, just being able to improve our community for those that come after us, and really a sense of serving. And so it was, those were good times.
Right.
And, you know, it seems like yesterday, but there's been a lot of water under the bridge as well.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get into that in a minute. So thinking back 15 years ago, how naive were you about the process of government, your views on various issues, and the ability to get things accomplished in Jefferson City? Do you think you were naive?
I do when I look back. At the time, you know, and I think it is designed in such a way that it's a very healthy process for people, because we do want people to go in and have vision of where they want to go and be able to attempt to accomplish great things. And I think it's very easy to think that we can do all of that ourselves. And I think at that time, I probably thought that nothing was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good to think like that. And I remember as I was preparing for this, thinking about the pledge that I made to my fellow citizens at the time. And it really was just a two-component pledge, that I would have an open door and I would have an attentive ear to their concerns and their ideas. And so we built a group of concerned citizens. We built a collaborative, if you will, of people that we talked to maybe on an informal basis, really was what it was, and just bouncing ideas off of fellow citizens and trying to listen to opposing ideas. And through that process over the years, I think if you really do that, it's not uncommon to have perhaps your mind changed on a thing or two,
mm-hmm.
and also your perspective. And so now on this side of the 16 years in the legislature, I think, wow, I'm very thankful for the process that is in place, so that it is challenging and it is difficult for someone to go up and just implement all of their ideas.
Yeah.
We have a very good system. Its primary design is and purpose is to get people to hash out their differences in a setting where we talk rather than we fight or shoot one another, as in some other societies over the years,
right.
or over history. And so in that regard, it's a very good process. I'm very
mm-hmm.
thankful for the system that we have.
So you're term limited. If you weren't term limited, would you stay in office, you think,
well,
at this point?
The coming home is bittersweet. I mean, I'm very, very thankful to be home and to know that I'll be in Springfield come January. But I probably would make the same decision. I'm ready.
Really?
But one thing that I have had my mind changed about over the years is term limits.
That's my next question.
What
are your thoughts on term limits?
I was very supportive. I voted for them at the ballot box. I've said this on the Senate floor. Now, seeing from the inside as a citizen, and I will not hesitate to share this with my fellow citizens who I know care, we thought it was a good idea, but we, in essence, sold our birthright, and we have given the power of the people to control government over to those who are unelected. The people that oftentimes have more of an influence in Jefferson City, and this is not a slight against those who are elected, but the information that is contained and the ability to understand the process really rests with those who are there longer, which is what we thought we were correcting. But we've really handed the power over to lobbyists and unelected bureaucrats.
Yeah, I was getting ready to ask you specifically, who have we handed it to?
Well, there's really five components. I say the lobbyists, the unelected bureaucrats, the political parties, the legislative staff, and the legislative consultants who run campaigns.
Right.
And that, none of those people are elected. That's right. A bad combination. I think the way our founders set it up was very wise. And I would love to see us get back to constitutional government.
Well, and I always say we do have term limits. It's called elections. And so, yeah. And the League did not support the term limits. I will just throw that out there, too.
Yes.
So at every level of government, things are just pretty chaotic and tense right now. Looking back, how do we overcome all of this and get things done for the citizens of the state of Missouri? What do you think is going to improve the situation in our state government right now?
Well, I talk to folks all the time who ask me various things about government. And I encourage folks to educate themselves, and not via social media, but dig in and research from reliable sources what the issues are, what the functions of various levels of government should be, and history. History is a wonderful teacher.
Mm-hmm.
The form of government that we have is really quite miraculous because it could have turned out much the other way at the time of the Revolution. You know, the majority was not with the side that won.
Right.
And so we're very, very fortunate to have what we have. And I just would encourage folks to study history, to study what they have as a citizen, to understand that the knowledge that they can possess is really the power to hold government accountable. But if they don't educate themselves, they won't know what to look for.
We don't have a lot of time, so I hate to put a time limit on this, but can you talk about what you think your greatest accomplishment was and your biggest disappointment the last 16 years?
Well, to sum all of that up, I look back over the bills that we worked on and some that organizations that I care deeply about we worked on together. There was kind of a common theme. It's interesting, as I look at the two campaigns that I won, or that I ran, rather, one for the House and one for the Senate. When I ran for the House, the focus would be on families, on schools, and on communities. And when I ran for the Senate, the focus was on secure jobs, strong schools, and safe neighborhoods. And the legislation that we accomplished together really focused on those areas. A lot of the things that I did dealt with crime prevention and public safety. Some of that's just a factor of being appointed as chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which was a surprise to me. First non-attorney to sit in that post since the 1830s.
Wow.
I felt very unqualified. And so I, like with anything else in my life, I reached out for help from people that knew more than I did. And we accomplished a lot together. When I look back at not just the legislation that we successfully accomplished together, but the conversations that we led, the educational efforts that we led with the public. It's very gratifying, all the way from starting with the Crime Victims' Rights Act, which was my first piece of legislation mm-hmm. to work on, was signed into law by Governor Holden in a bill sponsored by Senator Harold Caskey, who's now passed on, all the way to revising the Missouri Criminal Code and working with former Senator Champion on the original Children in Crisis Tax Credit, and then renewing that mm-hmm. not once but twice as the Champion for Children Tax Credit.
Right.
There's so many things. Sometimes I have to stop and think about it. But we got a lot done together.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I think, is the accomplishment, that we got a lot done together. Greatest disappointment? I don't know.
I hate to end on that.
I try not to think about that, because if I'm not careful, I can often be too tough on myself. And so I often think of those more than the accomplishments.
Yeah.
What could I get done? And so I do think of the missed opportunities and the missed, you know, the things we could have gotten done if perhaps the legislative process didn't break down this year or that year or whatever year it was, or if we could have gotten these people together to work through their issues so that our bill would have come up. And that's why the legislature meets every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's always next year. The process goes on. There will be a new senator representing the 30th district, and I will sit here as a citizen and be whoever it is ready to help and be supportive in any way that I can.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us, and thanks for your service. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
I've been visiting with Senator Bob Dixon, who has just left his office due to term limits. Thank you for joining us this morning. This and other Making Democracy Work programs are available at ksmu.org.